Okay, so first, this is a verse from Rupa Goswami. We're supposed to be Rupanugas, followers of Rupa. Prabhupada lived at Radha Damodar, which had Rupa Goswami's samadhi in the back. You want to sit closer so you can catch it. There's more chairs out there. Less luxurious chairs. No, you can sit there. The way it goes. So Rupa Goswami was the chief of the Goswamis when he was alive and was alive. So his most important book is The Nectar of Devotion. So Vamsi reading that. That's a very important book. For any type of devotee, because it has from the very beginning to the highest. So whenever anybody gets a little serious, we should have them read that. So if we go down the Parikrama trail, there's the Kali Yagat, right? So here's a verse. You don't have to repeat. Kamam damodar mamamanat pangamat pibogo dustas dibi kutila kalana chobayat ye shalokam tadvik kantas tamitapada Vanda Pankarankam Kurvan Darvikara Dhanam He Tandavair Dandaraimam. It's a tough one. Translation: O Lord Krishna, with his crooked motions and sharp fangs of his wicked desires, the great snake of my mind torments the entire world. You're not supposed to touch it. That's the front, you gotta be careful. All the touch screen things.
Oh, to Krishna, that他这个雕虫小技的动作之下，还有就是他有这些邪恶的这些想法，使这个毒蛇，使我这个心意的这个毒蛇。 充斥了整个的世界，哦，全能的主啊，这个对卡里亚具有吸引力的人，请你用您的这个舞蹈去惩罚这条毒蛇吧，请你把您的莲花足印在他的头上。
Everybody here?
大家都听见了吗？
You read the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Oh, crusher of Kaliya, punish the snake with your dancing. Place it on the mark of your lotus feet.
I just read it.
You read it. So, Kaliya is a very interesting.
Kaliya呢，它是很有趣的.
And, you know, all the different. He didn't kill Kaliya.
Krishna他并没有把Kaliya毒蛇给杀死.
Of course, when Krishna kills a demon, that liberates them also.
当然了，当 Krishna 他如果是把这个恶魔给杀死的话呢，他也会给这个毒蛇以解脱。So
Kaliya was the king of the snakes.
但是 Kaliya 他是众蛇之王。And
Garuda, he's a vulture type bird, so he eats snakes.
Garuda 呢，它是一只大鸟，它是以毒蛇为食物的。He's
more like, you know, an eagle or something.
它更像是一只鹰这样的大鸟。
So he was attacking in the snake kingdom and just killing a lot of snakes.
所以说呢，他就去攻打了这个蛇的王国，并且他杀死了很多的蛇。
So the snakes thought, you know, they made a deal with him that every so often they would put out some snakes that he could eat.
所以呢，这些蛇想了一个办法。
They wouldn't just terrorize him.
他蛇就想了一个办法，他就跟这个卡跟格鲁达就做了一个交易，就是我们每天给你送点蛇，你这样呢就不会把我们全都给肆意的都给杀死了。
But Kaliya, he started thinking, why should Garuda, I'll eat those snakes.
那个 Kaliya 他在想，那为什么要让 Garuda 来吃这些蛇呢？我应该把这些蛇给吃了。
At that time, he lived out in the ocean.
那么那会儿呢，他是住在一个海洋里的。
And what Prabhupada said is, you know, it's a Fiji island.
圣帕巴德说那个海洋是在斐济的那个岛的附近的海洋。
Kind of close to Australia.
那个地方离澳大利亚不远。
So, Kaliya moved to Vrindavan.
所以 Kaliya 呢，他就搬居到了 Vrindavan.
So there was a particular lake there.
因为呢，在 Vrindavan 有一个专门的一个湖泊。
Where Garuda couldn't come, because Garuda got mad at him and was going to kill him.
因为这个 Vrindavan 的这个湖呢，是 Garuda 不能来的，因为 Garuda 他很气恼 Kaliya， 那所以他如果找到了 Kaliya， 就会把 Kaliya 给弄死。
So that lake, when Subari Muni, great yogi, he was meditating in underwater.
那么那个湖也就是 Subari Muni， 他在那个湖底进行苦修、进行冥想的那个湖。
And he got very friendly with the fish.
所以呢，这个 Subari Muni 他就跟所有这些鱼都有很好的关系。
But Garuda also eats fish.
而且 Garuda 呢，他也是吃鱼的。
So he was eating the fish.
所以 Garuda 也把鱼给吃了。
So the Subari Muni cursed Garuda.
所以 Subari Muni 他就诅咒了 Garuda， 说 Garuda 你永远都不能来到这个湖。
So Kaliya he went there to be saved.
所以 Kaliya 就上那个地方去避难去了。
So Kaliya was so poisonous he had something like 1,000 heads.
Kaliya 呢，但是他是具有剧毒的，他有一千个头。
You know, breathing poison, fire.
所以呢，他是一呼一吸都释放出来的是毒气，而且他
还
放火。
Polluted the whole area.
他就整个把那个区域全都给。
So nobody went there very much, you know.
他就污染了以后，所以呢，就很少再有人到那个地方去了。
But then somehow Krishna decided to do something about it.
但是呢，无论如何 ，Krishna 他就突然想决定要介入此事。
So Krishna, he just left his friends and he went there. Nobody knew.
So Krishna 呢，他就在没有告诉任何一个朋友的情况下，自己悄悄地来到了这个湖里。
That it was so poisonous, if a bird flew over, they would die.
他们因为那个地方呢是有剧毒的，所以只要那个鸟，它只要是加到那个湖里，马上就会死掉。
All the trees were dead.
所有的那个树也都活不下去。
Nobody went there.
所以呢，就是因为这个原因，没有人会到那个地方去。
Krishna, there was one tree, Kadamba tree.
所以呢，这里面呢有一个叫 Kadamba 的树。
That was okay.
那 Kadamba 树呢，却能活下来。
So Krishna climbed up there.
所以 Krishna 就爬上了树。
And it says that they're not sure why that tree was all right.
而且呢，他也不是特别的确信，就是为什么这个树它就能活下来呢
？Some say that Indra protected it.Put some nectar on it.
有人说呢，是天帝因着保护了这棵树，给这个树呢抹了一些甘露。
Some say that when Krishna climbed it, it was dead, but it became alive.
但是还有人说呢，是因为这棵树本来就已经死了，
Krishna's,
但是因为 Krishna 的莲花族爬上了这棵树，所以让这棵树又死而复生。
So Krishna, you know, he tightened up his dhoti and he jumped in.
所以呢，Krishna 他就把他的这个dhoti都拧拧紧，然后就。
And he started.Swimming.
然后就跳到了这个毒的湖里面，开始游泳。
And、even though he was a small boy, it made big waves everywhere.
那么虽然他只是一个小男孩，可是他却掀起了巨浪。
So Kaliya came out to see what's going on.
所以 Kaliya 他就从湖里面钻了出来，他想看看这到底发生了什么事情。
And he saw Krishna. At first, he was just bewildered. Krishna is so beautiful.
那么当他第一眼看到 Krishna 的时候，还吓得就特别的困惑，他想 Krishna 实在是太美了。
But then he attacked him.
然后呢，他就攻打了 Krishna。
And So by that time they realized Krishna had gone somewhere and they followed the footprints.
The
cowherd boys.
They
said, how could he find Krishna's footprints? Because all kinds of animals and everything.
那么我们就在想想，我们怎么能够找到 Krishna 的莲花足印呢？因为有各种各样的动物都在那跑。
He said, no, Vrajavasi, the animals, nobody would step in Krishna's footprints. So it was always, I could see it.
据说呢。
And he has all those marks on his feet, you know.
据说呢，没有
Easy to spot.
没有任何一位 Vrajavasi 或者是任何一个动物会踏在 Krishna 的莲花足印上，并且 Krishna 他的这个脚掌上有很多印记，所以这个印记呢就会印在。
So they saw that Krishna was, you know, the snake had tangled them all up.
那么他们就来到了这个湖边，就看到了这个蛇把 Krishna 整个都给捆了起来。
Somebody ran and told Nanda Maharaj, and everybody ran there.
有的人就跑去，赶紧把这个消息告诉了 Nanda Maharaj, 所有的人都跑到这个湖来了，湖边来了。
Went underwater.
Went underwater.
Yeah, under. Pulled Krishna under the water.
然后呢，卡利亚蛇呢就把这个 Krishna 给拖到了水里面。
The mother Yasoda, you know, panicked. She was trying to run in the water to save Krishna.
啊 ，mother， 这个亚瑟的妈妈呢，她一下就处在一种恐慌之中，她也想跳到水里面去救 Krishna。
Balaram had to physically hold back, you know, Yasoda and Nanda. Tell him it's okay.
但是 Balaram 呢、就是、
，Krishna can handle it.
Balaram 他就使劲的抓着亚瑟的妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj 说。没关系，别着急 ，Krishna 他能搞定这件事情。
Because they thought Krishna is just a small child, you know.
因为 Nanda 和 Yashoda 妈妈他们就觉得 Krishna 只是他们的小宝宝而已。
So everybody just fell unconscious.
那么所以大家看到这个情景的时候，所有的一切人全部都一下子倒地，失去了知觉。
So after some time, Krishna understood that there are too much worries, you know.
但是过了一会儿以后呢 ，Krishna 就理解了，他给大家造成了太多的这种担忧。
So he came out.
所以呢，他就从湖里面钻了上来。
And he, you know, he came out of the water and he jumped on top of Kaliya.
他就从湖里面钻了上来，并且跳到了卡利亚毒蛇的身上。
He had 1,000 heads.
卡利亚已经有一千个头。
And 101 of them were main ones.
有101个头呢是主要的头。
But he was trying to bite Krishna. He's very poisonous.
那么所有的这101个头子的使劲的想要咬 Krishna.
And Krishna just kept jumping around.
那 Krishna 就从这个头跳到那个头，从那个头跳到那个头，来回来去跳。
You know, stomping on his head.
他就在这个，他就在他这个头上，这个来回来去这么踩着。
And of course, dancing very beautifully and playing his flute.
当然了 ，Krishna 他在这个卡利亚的这个头上非常优美的跳舞，并且呢还吹奏着这个优美的笛子。
Demigods were coming to watch.
然后所有的这些半神人呢也全都来看这个景象。
And Kaliya was getting defeated.
卡利亚就被击败了。
Finally, he just started vomiting. All the poison was coming out, blood and fire.
然后呢，这个卡利亚他最后呢就被。就开始吐，他就把他所有那些毒液呀、他的血呀，等啊，全都给吐了出来。
So Kaliya's wives, they were devoted.
但是卡利亚毒蛇的妻子们却是非常好的奉献者。
Nagaputni, and the pictures always show they like a snake bottom and a human top.
而且Nagaputni,
wives of the snake.
Nagaputni 就是蛇的妻子们。那我们看到那个图像，就是它有一个蛇的躯体。
And they were always.
都是人的那个形状。
They had always been preaching to Kaliya, you should surrender to Krishna.
那么他的妻子们总是在向这个卡利亚
进
行传教，说你们。
Snake-like people, you know.
那他总是在跟卡利亚在传教，说你们应该，您应该臣服。
But he was thinking, why should I? I'm king of the snakes. I've got 1,000 heads.
所以呢，我们现在就好像。
Very rich.
我们现在就好像是在给这个毒蛇一样的这个人在进行传教一样，所以说呢，这个传教的工作并不是非常的容易。因为卡利亚在想，那我是一个国王，我这么有钱，我这么有影响力，那我怎么会，我为什么要臣服呢
？So it's described they were thinking, well, good, you know, Krishna's going to kill him, and then we can concentrate on serving Krishna. We don't have to worry about our husband anymore.
但是那他的妻子在想啊，那这也挺好的，那哦我们可能在想，那如果要是啊克什纳要是把这个啊卡利亚要是给杀死了，那不就挺好的吗？那这些妻子也就不用再想着去啊服务他的这个丈夫了，那现在就可以完全的全然的去服务克什纳了。
So, but then Kaliya, when he was so smashed, he realized, yeah, I should surrender to Krishna.
但是呢，因为这个Kaliya 他被打的乱七八糟，他就在想，其实我也应该向 Krishna 臣服。
That's why, you know, Rupa Goswami is praying, please stomp on my mind, you know, until the time it realizes you cannot defeat Krishna. Yeah.
所以也就是为什么 Rupa Goswami 会在这个世界中去祈祷，请你踩在我的头上，直到我能够明白我需要向您臣服，我能够意识到这一点。
You know, it's like we fight 16 rounds, like fighting the mind, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then the mind says, no, no. you answer the phone. Something else. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
我们每天在念诵这十六圈的时候，其实就是在使劲的击打着我们的心意，一边在念着 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna， 一边那个心意在会说不行不行，我们得去接这个电话，或者是一些其他的东西又跑到了我们这个心意里面来。
So they could see by his face, because they were his wife, they knew that he was thinking to surrender.
那么因为这个卡利亚的妻子，她还是很了解卡利亚的，所以说她能看到卡利亚她是。
So then they prayed to Krishna, don't kill him. So Krishna, you know, he's submissive to the devotees. So he didn't kill him. Then gradually Kaliya got a little strength back. And Krishna told him, now you have to go back to the ocean.
Krishna 就和卡利亚说，现在你得回那个海洋里面去了。
And it's called Ramnath Dweep.
那个地方被称为是 Ramnath Dweep.
So that's what Prabhupada said, that's Fiji Island.
圣帕巴德说，那个 Ramnath Dweep 的地方，也就是斐济岛所在。
In our temple in Fiji, the deity is Kaliya Krishna.
所以说我们在这个斐济的神庙，他的那个神像是 Kaliya Krishna 的神像。
So you offended the Brijvasi, so you can't stay in Vrindavan.
因为他冒犯了 Brijvasi, 所以说呢 ，Kaliya 他不能够留在 Vrindavan.
Because he poisoned the Jamuna.
因为他
的 lake, you know, is kind of separate but part of the Jamuna.
因为呢，他把这个 Yamuna 河给污染了。这个虽然它是在一个湖里面，但是那个湖呢是和雅穆纳河是相连的，所以说呢它冒犯了雅穆纳河。
Because Vrindavan, you know, we can measure it by our own measurement. It's only like 64 square miles, not very big.
如果我们要是按照我们的这种计算方式去度量 Vrindavan 的话，它其实只有64英里平方英里的这个地方。
But it's actually the spiritual world, so it's unlimited.
但是如果我们要
如果
但是呢 Vrindavan 它实际上是灵性世界，如果是灵性世界的话它是无限的，这个取决于我们以如何的视野去看待这个问题。
So Kaliya offered nice prayers.
所以 Kaliya 呢就像 Krishna 供奉了非常美妙的祷文。
And he said it's very difficult to change your nature.
他说呢要改变您的本性是非常不容易的。
You know we all have trouble with that.
那么我们大家都都有问题。
But I always get angry.
但是我老是很气愤。
You know, I'm always lazy. Whatever it is, we don't want to change.
而且呢
Not easy.
而且呢我
Even we try to change, and the harder we try, the worse it gets.
我又懒，然后我还老爱生气。虽然说我想改，我费了半天劲改，改了半天我也改不了。
But he said only by your grace.
但是呢，就是因为藉着您的仁慈。
So because he became nice.
所以呢，他就变得好起来了。
The wives and you know they've been preaching to him a lot, so all of a sudden he realized they were right.
那么呢，因为他的妻子们一直在向他传教，所以他突然之间意识到他的妻子跟他说的话都是对的。
So we have to understand when we're preaching, we might not get instant results.
所以我们也必须要理解，当我们在传教的时候，可能我们不能够得到即刻的结果。
And we may not change immediately to become like Narada Muni or something.
那也就可能我们不能够即刻就变成。
Bhaktisiddhanta, he wrote to the first devotees who went to London.
Bhaktisiddhanta 说 Swati Thakur 他给他的就是第一位到伦敦去的那个奉献者这样写信。
He said, you might not see the results of your preaching for 100 years.
他也许可能你可能在一百年
200 years.
你可能在一百年到两百年之内你都没有办法看到你传教的结果。
But it did come when Prabhupada went.
但是呢当圣帕帕德去到西方的时候结果出现了。
Almost 100 years.
那么也就是在一百年之后或者是在五六十年之后
So we have to be patient
所以呢我们必须要有耐心
So Kaliya then, you know, he was very rich So he gave Krishna all kinds of jewels and gifts
那么因为 Kaliya 他是非常富有的所以说呢他就向 Krishna 供奉了很多的珠宝首饰
And he went to Ramnath back home, back to his snake place
然后呢他就回到了 Ramnath 也就是他自己的那个蛇的老家
and it said he got special mercy
而且还说呢他得到了特别的仁慈
so one devotee Madhavananda he studies all these things and he said he could never understand how it's mercy to be kicked out of Vrindavan
那么所以说呢一个 Madhavananda 就是一位奉献者他实际上说的他说你从来都没有办法意识到就是这个仁慈是如何从从Vrindavan里就是你都被踢出了门大门你怎么还能够得到仁慈
But then he was thinking well Kaliya could go back you know the other snakes were still there also and he could talk about Krishna he could preach he could tell him about Krishna
Oh, you mean
Kaliya when he went back to the other snakes
yeah, yeah. 那么当这个 Kaliya 他回到了他的蛇的老家的时候呢他可以把 Krishna 的这个事情告诉给那儿的蛇就他可以在那儿去向那些蛇进行传教
So that was mercy
所以呢这个就是仁慈
And then he talked to Gopi Paranadana Prabhu He said yeah that's
然后呢Madhava Prabhu 他就把这个告诉了 Gopi Paranadana Prabhu 那把他的这个分析告诉了 Gopi Paranadana Prabhu 然后 Gopi Paranadana Prabhu 呢就说确实是这么回事
So Prabhupada always told us we come to Vrindavan we come to Mayapur the holy dham to get purified.
圣帕巴德总是告诉我们我们来到文达本来到玛雅普是为了得到净化。
He gave the example to recharge your batteries.
他给我们这样一个例子就是我们来到这些地方是为了给我们充上灵性的电。
Because when we're in these materialistic countries, we get tired.
因为呢我们都生活在这些物质的国家里面所以呢我们都会觉得很累。
Recharge into many techniques, right?
所以呢我们必须要进行充电你看这个充电里面有好多种技术
It's funny that Prabhupada said that actually
事实上呢就是圣帕巴德能这么说也挺好玩的一件事
Because at that time there wasn't recharge battery
因为在那会儿的时候根本就没有充电电池
Except in your car In the car the battery gets charged
而且在那会儿也没有这个电力汽车
Now everything is recharged
但是现在所有这些东西全部都是用充电电池
We're always looking where's the electricity.
那我们总是我们走，无论走到哪儿，我们都在找电，能不能充电。
So the spiritual battery, and then we can go back powerful and.
那么当我们这个充上了灵性的电之后呢，我们就可以回去来进行这个非常强而有力的传教。
I remember when I was here with group Japanese devotees.
那我还记得我有一次在这儿和一些日本的奉献者在一起。
So we went on the whole parikrama.
我们进行了整个的绕拜。
And so when we were at the airport, I think I was asking like, what do you want to do?
那么当我们在这个飞机场的时候，我就问奉献者你想干嘛
？Everyone is saying I want to stay in Vrindavan.
那么所有的人都带着哭腔说我想留在 Vrindavan.
The one Madhavi Gita Govinda, she was a world's biggest woman book distributor.
那么其中有一个 Mataji 叫 Gita Govinda Mataji 她是全世界范围内都数得上的非常了不起的。
And even she was in the top five of everybody, the man and everything.
那么呢她是这个就是五大。
She said, I want to go back to Japan. Preach.
Oh, she's a Japanese.
Yeah, she's Japanese. She wanted to go back and preach. She was praying. So she understood that's what Prabhupada.
但是呢，当时他回答这个问题就是说，我现在我想回日本，那我要向日本去传教。 那么他能够理解圣帕帕德说的，我们到这来是进行灵性充电的这个教导。
The Prabhupada left for now. Old man, but he left to preach.
那么他是一个年迈已逝的老人，但是呢，他却留下了文达文。
Nobody could understand, you know.
没有任何人能够理解。
So many old people come here to die.
那么有很多老年人都到这里来。
Don't want to leave.And now many devotees are not even old, but they think I have to stay in Vrindavan. But Prahlad Maharaj, he said, there's so many yogis and they go in the forest, they go in the Himalaya, they don't want to contact society.But I want to stay here until everybody goes back to
home. Prahlad Maharaj, he said, there are so many of the yogis, they all go to the forest, to the retreat, they don't want to have any communication with the society. But Prahlad Maharaj, he said, this is what I want to stay here until all the souls of the souls are returned to the
Lord. So that's, you know, right attitude.
So this is a right attitude.
You want to get purified.
那这样的话，我们来这里是得到，是要来取得净化的。
And attract the mercy of Krishna by trying to serve.
并且呢，我们在这里努力通过服务来得到 Krishna 的吸引。
That's how we need Krishna's mercy.
好，我们需要 Krishna 的仁慈。
We can't do anything without that.
没有 Krishna 的仁慈，我们寸步难行。
But we can't just sit and say, oh, I need the mercy.
但是呢，我们却不能只是坐在这儿，就是啊，哭泣着说啊，我需要仁慈。
We have to work for it.
那我们必须要努力的去争取。
In some places, you know, like it's not easy.
那么，但是有的时候呢，确实不是很容易的。
Like I think it was Japan, maybe it was Hong Kong.Prabhupada said, if someone sells one back to Godhead there, it's like 1,000 somewhere else.
Oh, okay. 我不记得这个地方到底是哪儿，可能是日本或者是香港。圣帕帕德在这两个地方的其中一个地方说，在那个地方如果有一个人能够回归神手的话，他就能带1,000个人一块回去。
Difficult places, you know.
因为那些地方都是很艰难的地方。
Can't be in a hurry. And we make an advancement, sometimes we can't perceive it.
那么，所以呢，我们不要急着忙着往前跑。有的时候呢，我们可能是取得了一些进步，但是我们可能没有办法一下子能够注意到这一点，观察到这一点。
And the material world generally doesn't cooperate with them. Okay. So, but if we keep meditating on Krishna's pastimes.
但是如果是在这个物质世界，它虽然是很不容易的，但是如果我们要是不断的冥想着主 Krishna 的逍遥时光的话
，then his childhood pastimes in Vrindavan they're very special。
特别是如果我们要是冥想着主 Krishna 他在 Vrindavan 的童年的逍遥的话，非常特别。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that the different demons they represent different bad qualities。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就这样说，这些不同的恶魔，他们代表的是不同的。
And when we meditate on Krishna killing those demons, we get purified from those bad qualities.
如果我们要是冥想着 Krishna 去斩杀后这些恶魔的这些逍遥时光的话，那我们也就能够得到净化，清除掉我们所具有的那个坏的品质。
You know, like pride and cheating.
比如说骄傲和欺骗。
Thinking I'm a great devotee.
想着我是一个伟大的奉献者。
That one, Keshi.Casey. But he represents, yeah, I'm the big guru, I'm the best of all.
就说 Casey 呢，他所代表的就是我是一个伟大的 guru， 我是一个伟大的奉献者。
Putin is a cheating.
Putin 呢，所代表的是欺骗。
She was a big demon Rakshasi coming to kill babies, but she looked like the most beautiful woman.
那么这个 Putin 呢，他是一个非常大的一个恶魔，是一个Rakshasa。但是呢，他却把自己装扮成一个最美丽的女人。
In Vrindavan, all the gopis were most beautiful women.
而且呢，在这个Vrindavan，大部分的这些 gopi 姑娘们都是非常美丽的女人。
But when Putana came, they couldn't believe such a beautiful woman.
但是当 Putana
可以 cheat so much.
但是当 Putana 来到文达文的时候，大家都没有办法相信，哪来的这么漂亮的一个人？
And we see in the material world, there's many cheaters. They come on looking very nice.
那么所以呢，这个剧里面代表的富特呢，就是一个大骗子。但是呢，在物质世界里面，我们就可以其实想到有很多这样欺骗的场景，好多地方看似好像都是很美好的。
So now is the Damodar month.
现在是 Damodar 月。
And we sing that song every day.
我们每天都会唱 Damodar 之歌。
Right? We sing it every day. Every night is usually part of the program. So it's a very, very important prayer. So, and especially about the mercy of the Lord. So the first part, you know, Nami Mishram, he's telling about Krishna.
首先第一个part和第一个部分 Nami Shuram 这个地方是
That he is eternal, blissful, and knowledgeable
告诉我们 Krishna 他是永恒极乐的永恒具有知识的
And how Krishna is running away from his mother
并且还告诉我们 Krishna 他是如何从他的母亲身边逃开的
And his earrings that they're banging on his face
以及呢就是妈妈的那个耳环如何在他的这个脸上敲击来回来去的晃
And it says that these earrings are getting the best mercy nobody else is getting the mercy
the earrings is Krishna's
when he's running there keep bump kissing
那么这个耳环呢是说的是 Krishna 的耳环当 Krishna 他跑起来的时候这个掉到的这个耳环就不断的在
So they're getting to touch Krishna's face all the time. Like kissing. And then they become more bright and shiny because of Krishna's.
因为他在不断的触碰 Krishna 的脸颊，所以说呢，他就变得越来越具有这个光彩。
So only in Gokula does Krishna show all this kind of pastime.
只有在 Gokula, Krishna 才会上演这样的逍遥。
This would be the cow place.
这是那个牛在的地方，母牛的地方。
You know how he's stealing butter.
这里还讲述了 Krishna 他是如何去偷黄油的。
One of the most famous names of Krishna is Makkanchur.
Krishna 有个非常著名的名字叫 Makkanchur.
Makkan means butter.
Makkan 的意思是奶油
And he's stealing butter
他在偷这个奶油
So it's a, so many stories about that
有好多好多都是关于 Krishna 偷奶油的故事
Krishna would go around to all the different houses with his friends
Krishna 会和他的朋友到处的去窜到每个人的家里边
And he would find ways to break in
然后呢他反而他会想办法冲到人家的家里面去
And they would hang the pots
这些宫女姑娘们，她们都会把这个装奶油的这个奶罐给挂在房顶上。
But he would climb up on his friends and break it.
但是那个 Krishna 他就和他的朋友给造成这种人梯，然后就搭着这个梯子上去把那个奶油给丢了。
So that first verse is the longest one. So Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna.
亚瑟的妈妈呢，在
喂
奶。今天早上在早课的时候听到了这一点，然后 Krishna 很饿。
Then she saw milk was boiling over.
但是呢，亚瑟的妈妈呢，她看到这个，她炉子上煮的那个奶要扑出来了。
So she put Krishna down to go fix it.
抓紧把 Krishna 放在她身边，而去。
Krishna was a three-year-old boy and got angry. I'm hungry, why she left me?
当时呢 Krishna 是一个三岁的宝宝他小孩就生气了他还想我这么饿他干嘛把我放在这儿啊他爸不理我呀
So he broke one yogurt pot.
所以他就把那个
Says he did it very carefully.
他就把那个酸奶罐小心翼翼地给打碎了
He did it on the bottom and he did it quiet and he was taking the yogurt out.
然后呢，他是把这个奶罐从底下的那个部分给砸碎的，然后他就把那个罐给藏起来。然后呢，他自己吃了一点，然后还把剩下的这个奶油。
He was looking all around like for his mother.
然后把这剩下的这个奶油去喂了猴子，然后还这么偷窥着他妈妈是不是在旁边。
So someone might ask, and why would she put her child down, you know, for some milk?
那么有人可能就会问，为什么妈妈要把孩子给放到一边，然后去管这个牛奶？
But she didn't just throw him down. She put very carefully.
但是妈妈她并不是说把这孩子一下就扔在了边上，而是小心翼翼的把它给放在了他的身边。
Because that was very special milk.
因为呢，妈妈在煮的那个牛奶是非常特别的有牛奶。
What was it? It's all right. Don't worry, it'll just fall off again.So she was thinking that Krishna was going to steal butter and yogurt because other people had better tasting.
因为呢，雅舍的妈妈在想 ，Krishna 他之所以会到别人家里面去偷奶油的原因，是因为别人家里面有比他自己做出来的这个奶油味道更好的奶油。
So she had eight special cows.
所以说呢，他就从那个特别的那个母牛那里。
They were called Padma Ganda. Their milk taste smelled like lotus flowers.
那么这个那 Padma Ganda 也是 name of the cow?
Yeah.
Okay. 那么这个牛的就是这种特别的这个牛的名字叫 Padma Ganda. 那它的这个牛奶的这个味道就好像是莲花的味道一样。
Padma means lotus.
Padma
意思
是莲花。
Yeah, Ganda means smell.
Ganda 是气息、气味。
So the lotus flower has a very good smell.
所以说呢，莲花是有非常
香的。China has many lotus flowers.
是不是跟北京有好多莲？不，中国有好多莲花。
Yeah,
而且我们有好多这个莲花池。
Yes. Yes, people like very much.
而且很多人都非常的喜欢莲花。
So she was.Collecting special herbs and grass to make those cows have much better milk.
所以说呢，他就用一些特别的这些草料去喂这个牛，然后让这个牛呢能够下出非常美味的牛奶。
So that milk was what she got, and she was going to make yogurt from that.
然后呢，他就用这个牛奶做酸奶的原料。
Then make butter.
然后呢，再从这个酸奶里面去做出奶油。
And then make ghee.
然后从里面再把它炼成猪油。
Yeah, butter. So she thought then Krishna wouldn't go steal from others.
她就想，如果他要是有了这样的奶油被制出来以后呢 ，Krishna 就不会再到别人家里面去偷别人的奶油了。
So she didn't want that milk to boil away. It was for Krishna. She wasn't neglecting Krishna. She was trying to serve Krishna even better.
所以说呢，因为这个牛奶在煮的这个过程中是为 Krishna 而煮的，所以说呢，他就不想让这个牛奶吐了出来。他做这个事情是为了在服务 Krishna， 而不是忘记 Krishna。
She was going to make special sweets。
而且呢，他要用这个来做特别的甜点。
So then she noticed that Krishna was, you know, had broke the pot. She came back.
但是他就突然意识到 Krishna 把那个奶罐给打碎了，所以他又跑了回来。
And then Krishna ran away.
Krishna 跑了。
And at first she couldn't catch him.
他最开始的时候呢，他抓不住 Krishna。
So even though he was 3 years and 7 months.
虽然说 Krishna 他只有3岁0.7个月大。
Of course they can go pretty fast.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他可以跑可快。
And she was old.
而且呢，雅舍达妈妈呢年纪已经不年轻了。
And she tried so hard, couldn't catch him.
所以她呢，虽然是努力的想抓住 Krishna， 可是还是抓不着他。
Her hair was falling out because she was running.
因为她一边跑，然后一边跑着，这个头发也都全散了下来，而且呢，相差的年
纪。So when Krishna saw that she was working so hard, then he let her catch him.
所以当 Krishna 看到妈妈这么努力想抓住自己的时候呢，他就让妈妈把她给抓住了。
But she didn't catch him really by running, but by love.
但是呢，雅舍达妈妈并不是通过这种奔跑去抓住他的，而是通过他的爱抓住了 Krishna.
That's the only way you can catch Krishna.
那么这是唯一的能够抓住 Krishna 的方式。
So then Krishna started crying, you know, because she had a stick.
因为妈妈手里举着一根棍儿，所以 Krishna 就开始哭了起来。
He thought if he's crying, she won't punish me.
他在想，如果我要是哭的话，我妈肯定不会惩罚我。
Did like this, so
you
cry more and look bad.
然后那个还一直在揉着眼睛，看着好像特痛苦那样。
So that's another thing, people. How can Krishna, Kamsa's afraid of Krishna, and how can he be afraid of his mother?
所以我们肯定会问另外一个问题，既然 Kamsa 都这么害怕 Krishna 的话，那他怎么这么害怕他的妈妈呢？
So that's the inconceivable.
所以这是不可思议的。
Nobody can understand Krishna.
没有任何一个人能够真正的理解 Krishna.
Yes, this is the aspect of God that only Krishna exhibits.
这个只是这个只有 Krishna 他能够展现的神的一个方面。
This type of love between the devotees.
这个是和这个 Krishna 和Krishna 和他的奉献者之间的爱的交流。
So mother sort of got worried and she threw away the stick.
所以呢，亚瑟的妈妈看到这个情景以后呢，就变得很焦虑，她就把这个棍儿给扔了。
And she said, "You're just a monkey. You're feeding the monkeys, and you're a monkey."
然后妈妈就对 Krishna 说，她说你在喂猴，所以你也是个猴。
Krishna said, "Okay, if I'm a monkey, I'll just go live in the forest."
那 Krishna 说，那好吧，那如果我要是个猴的话，那我就干脆住到森林里面去好了。
So she got worried.
所以妈妈就开始焦虑。
He's gonna run away and get lost.
那他就想，如果是 Krishna 逃跑了，那肯定 Krishna 就找不着地方了，因为 Krishna 毕竟他只有三岁。
Because there was a lot of forest then. Now Vrindavan is not much trees, but then there was.
在当年的那个年代，文达文是有很多很多的森林的，虽然现在文达文没有那么多的树了。
So that's why she tied him up.
所以呢，也就是因为这个原因，妈妈把儿子给绑了起来。
It wasn't because she wanted to punish him. She was trying to protect him.
他把 Krishna 绑起来并不是因为他想要去惩罚 Krishna 而是他想要保护 Krishna
Krishna likes that kind of devotion the most
Krishna 他是那种具有最强烈的那种奉爱的感受
And he kindly lets us have a little bit of you know like pujaris we think oh I have to do that I have to feed I have to cook for Krishna now I take care of Krishna
亚瑟的妈妈就好像
get the same mood
有点像是 pujari 一样的是为 Krishna做饭啊，然后为 Krishna 服务啊，妈妈她所处在的那种等同的这样的心态之中。
So she tried to tie him up, you know, just to put a rope like this.
所以呢，妈妈呢就使劲的想拿一个绳子把 Krishna 给绑起来。
But it was too short. Just two fingers, I guess.
但是呢，无论怎么绑，它总是短了两个手指的那个长度。
So she got more rope.
所以呢，妈妈就弄来了更多的绳子。
And it still was too short.
还是太短。
Same.
还是这么两指，然后他就弄了更多的绳子来。
Indian village cowherd houses a lot of rope.
但是呢，在这个印度的这个牧牛童的家里面，他们家有好多好多的绳。
She went to the neighbors and got more rope.
所以呢，他就到这个邻居家里面弄了更多的绳子。
Too short.
但是无论怎么接这个绳子，他
All the other gopis were laughing.
所有的那些 gopi 姑娘们全都笑了起来。
They were saying you shouldn't tie him up.
那孤僻姑娘们都跟妈妈说：“你别把她绑起来了。”
So finally, Krishna says she's trying so hard, so he said, "Okay."
最后 ，Krishna 就在想，妈妈费的劲实在是太大了，好吧，我还是让她把我给绑起来吧。
So because of her love again.
又一次是因为妈妈对她的爱。
Krishna does all these things to increase the love.
Krishna 他做所有的这些事情都是为了要增强这个爱。
So she tied him up to some wooden grinding thing.
所以呢，妈妈呢就把 Krishna 给绑在了那个树村子上。
Then she went back to the make the yogurt.
然后妈妈把 Krishna 绑了以后呢，她又跑去弄那个酸奶去了。
So then Krishna was thinking, well, first she didn't feed me, now she tied me up. I'll show her.
Krishna 在想，刚开始的时候你不喂我吃饭。现在你又把我给绑起来了。
So he crawled away, pulling that wooden thing behind him.
所以说他就爬了出来，然后就把绑着的那个东西就留在了他自己的身后。
And then he, you know, there were these two big trees.
在他被绑的那个地方呢，有两棵大树。
They were actually demigods.
那两棵树其实是半神人。
Maybe you read. I hope you read the story.
我希望咱们大家都读过这个故事。
And they were cursed by Narada Muni to be trees.
因为这两棵树呢，都是被 Narada Muni 所诅咒的，成为树的。
They were demigod, rich demigods, but they were drunk and they were naked in the water with women, and they didn't even see Narada Muni come.
他们本身呢都是非常富有的半神人，但是呢他们就在湖边赤身裸体的，然后醉气熏天的和一些姑娘们在湖里玩耍。所以呢当这个那儿的穆尼出现在他们面前的时候，这两个半神人根本就没有意识到那儿的穆尼来了。
So Narada was thinking, you know, what to do.
So Narada was thinking,
so he cursed, but it wasn't a punishment curse.
So he cursed, but
it wasn't a punishment
curse. So he cursed them, but his curse was not a punishment curse. They had
to become trees, big trees.
So he cursed them to become trees. Because
they like to be naked, trees are
always. 因为呢这两个人他们是总是想是赤身裸体的，所以呢就让他们成为树吧。
But they would retain the full consciousness.
但是呢他们却始终处于这个全然的知觉之中。
So there was a long time, but then it happened to be right where Nanda Maharaj lived and Krishna was playing around all the time.
那么这两棵树它所在的这个地方呢，刚好也就是在 Nanda Maharaj 所管辖的那个地方，并且跟 Krishna 也永远都在那个地方玩耍。
So they could see Krishna.
所以呢，他们就可以看到 Krishna。
And they became completely devoted by seeing Krishna's child.
并且呢，由于他们总是在观察着主 Krishna 的童年的逍遥，使他们完全的就变成了奉献者。
And Krishna crawled between the two trees.
而 Krishna 他就爬到了这两棵树的中间。
And that wooden thing got stuck.
但是他在爬着的时候，他后边拖着的那个木桩子就卡在了那里。
These are big trees because it was 1,000 years.
那么这两棵树都是很庞，都是很庞大的树，因为这
两棵树上千年的树。But Krishna pulled it and the trees broke.
好，但是呢，这个
came crashing down.
那 Krishna 他往前拖的时候呢，这两棵树呢就被Krishna 就给拖倒了。
So that's actually obviously mystic power of Krishna.
当然呢，这个很明显就是 Krishna 的玄秘力量所致。
Even the bull couldn't do that.
即使是一头公牛也没有办法。
Maybe a big machine can do it.
即使是公牛或者是特别大的这个机器都没有办法。
Not an ordinary rope, you know, right? But these trees crash down. They made a huge. When trees crash down, they make a huge noise.
或者说是这个用特别的绳子才能把这个树给拖倒。无论如何，当 Krishna 他拖这个树的时候呢，这两棵树呢就倒了。在倒的这个过程中，就发出了特别强烈的这种响声。
So everybody came running. What happened?
所以每个人都就是就奔跑了，就问他发生了什么事情。他发现 Krishna 不见了。
From where she left him.
因为 Krishna 已经不在当时妈妈把他留下的地
方。And I know there's always trouble around Krishna, so they worry.
因为这个 Krishna 他老是有些问题，所以呢，大家总是在。
So many demons had already come.
而且已经有那么多的恶魔都已经来到了伟大湾。
So they got there and there's Krishna just laughing.
然后呢，他们来到这个地方的时候，看见。
Two big trees on both sides.
然后他们来到这个树倒的这个地方呢，就发现了 Krishna， 然后发现 Krishna 在那儿笑，而且呢，两个人都倒了。
What happened? What happened? What happened?
然后大家就问发生了什么事情？发生了什么事情
？And there were some other boys there.
A
little bit older.
当时呢，还有一些这个孩子们也在那里，因为孩子们他是很困惑。
So they said, well, Krishna was crawling and he. And these trees broke, and two golden men came out. And they were worshiping Krishna.
然后呢，他们就看见了这个 Krishna 爬到了这个树的中间，然后呢，这两棵树就被他给拖倒了。然后拖倒了之后呢，就两个金灿灿的大这个人物就跑了出来，并且呢，他们在向 Krishna 来崇拜。所以他们不能够相信他们所看到的这个景象。
They thought these boys they have big imagination.
所以呢，当这个男孩子跟所有的人在讲述这个事情的时候呢，别人也没有办法相信。
Later, some of the men started thinking, well, you know, all these other demons came, and maybe it's true.
他们就没有办法相信这个男孩子们跟他们说的话，就是这种孩子的这个想象而已。但是后来他们又一想想，已经有这么多的这个恶魔都来了，也许可能他们说的是实话。
So those two boys, when they came out, they were completely demigods.
那么那两个从树里面出来的这两个男孩呢，他们是半神人，那么他们是完全是这个装饰一心的样子。
And they had become pure devotees. They got Krishna prema.
而且呢，他们已经成为了纯粹的奉献者，他们得到了 Krishna 的 prema， Krishna 的疼爱。
So they were glorifying Krishna like anything.
所以说呢，他们就是以极大的这种热忱在荣耀着主 Krishna。
And Krishna said, "I have no business with people like you."
啊，可是呢，说我和你们这样的人没什么可说的。
But Narada Muni, my great devotee, wanted you to get this mercy.
但是呢，我的伟大的奉献者 Narada Muni 希望你们能够得到如此的仁慈。
So by Narada Muni's desire, Krishna.
所以说呢，是在 Narada Muni 的这种愿望之下 ，Krishna 才做了这件事情。
Just like by Prabhupada's desire, so many devotees in the world.
也就是像是
Nobody really qualified, they're all rascals, but Prabhupada wanted, so Krishna is doing it.
那么也就好像是由于出于是圣帕帕德的这种愿望，才使这么多的奉献者显现在这个世界。事实上，有很多的奉献者都是流氓，根本就没有很好的。
And other devotees also pray, devotees pray for people and.They try and preach and people become devotees.
而且呢，有很多的这个奉献者，他们也是在为其他的人们在祈祷，并且在向其他的人们在传教，希望有更多的人能够成为奉献者。
So that's like Kaliya, you know, so sinful and nasty and, you know, but the wives were devotees and they prayed and so Krishna benefited.
那么就好像是卡利亚的情况也是如此，卡利亚他是如此的堕落，而且呢是如此的不堪。但是呢，由于他的妻子是奉献者，他的妻子向 Krishna 的这种求情，使 Krishna 满足了他们的愿望。
So in this prayer, this is the important part I like.
那么在这个祷文之中呢，在这个祷文之中呢，有一部分是马尔萨很喜欢的这一部分，马尔说我们应该去好好的了解这个部分祷文。
Vanam deva moksham na moksha vadim va nachanyam vineham varishayati Idam deva purnata gopalapanam sadame manasya virastam kimanya So he's saying, I don't need anything.
你这里面说我不需要什么，我什么都不需要。
Not going even liberation.
我甚至于不需要得到解脱。
Not evenliving in Vaikuntha or anything else I just want to remember this constantly remember this childhood Krishna two verses so that's how devotees are there's many times like Dhruva Maharaj and the Bhagavatam many others Krishna says, okay, whatever you want, please ask me.
比如说我们在圣典佛教宝塔里面也听到很多这样的故事，比如说 Dhruva Maharaj 他就被 Krishna 问到，你想要什么我都给你。
He said, I don't want anything.
Dhruva Maharaj 说我什么都不想要。
Chaitanya was at Kolavecha Sridhar. He said, I'll give you heavenly planets, I'll give you Vaikuntha, I'll give you... No, I just want to chant Hare Krishna.
就是三藏马哈法布也和克洛维舍施达尔说，施达尔说啊，我要给你一个这个天堂的就是天堂金素的一个王国，然后我要给你很多的富裕。但是他说我什么都不想要，我想要的只是去唱诵这上的圣名。
So many people come to Krishna, but they're asking for.
但是有很多人来到 Krishna 面前，他们是在想
so many things,
求很多的东西。
But the highest thing is just to remember Krishna.
但是最崇高的这一点就是记住 Krishna.
I think Dhruva said, "Let me always be in the association of devotees that are always chanting your glories."
Dhruva Maharaj 他说呢，请让我永远都能够奉献着联谊，并且永远都能够唱诵着主的荣耀。
So many prayers like that.
有很多祷文。
For Kumara, he said, "We can be born even in hell, but just let us engage in devotional service."
四库玛尔兄弟他们是这样说的，我们就哪怕让我们出生在地狱也是没有问题的，只要能够让我们做奉爱服务。
As long as we can hear about Krishna, we'll be happy.
只要我们能够听到 Krishna 的这个有关的讯息，那么我们就会非常的快乐。
So we have the highest thing we should, if we can just realize.
那么其实事实上，我们现在已经得到了这个最崇高的这个美好的事物，但是呢，不需要我们去意识到这一点。
We have association of devotees.
我们和奉献者有联谊。
We have the holy name.
我们有圣名。
Deities.
我们有圣典佛教宝坛。
So there's nothing more to be gained.
所以说呢，除了这些之外，我们其实不需要其他更多的东西了。
So if we finally realize that, then we can be completely
powerful.
So he describes the beauty of Krishna's face and all this. He just wants to think of
it.
There's many in the world, in India, in Buddhist monks, I don't know, in China and Thailand, they offer blessings. Whatever people, I'll give you.
那么我不知道在中国的僧人是不是这样，但是呢，有很多，比如说在泰国的这些僧人，他们都是这样的，他们会随便的把。 他们的祝福给别人，只要别人要是要这个祝福的话，OK，我给你一个祝福。
Prabhupada was riding a train one time.
那么有一次呢，圣巴巴德是这个坐火车旅行。
And you know many Indian people on the train they wanted to have darshan.
啊，sadhu。啊，那么在这个印度的这个火车上的时候呢，很多印度人他们都希望能够参拜。
And devotees would try to keep the door closed, you know.
但是奉献者呢，就尽量的要把这个门给，就是把这个释迦牟尼佛在这个包装的门给关上。
One time, two or three men, some devotee went out and they jumped in.
那么有一次呢，就是有两三个印度人，他们就反正就四步。
And they were saying Ashirvad, Ashirvad means blessing.
就钻进了释迦牟尼佛的这个包厢，完全就直接说Ashirvad，Ashirvad，你给我一次祝福吧，你给我。
One even said, my knee is hurting, can you do something?
其实我一个人说我的膝盖疼，能不能帮我治治这个？
You know, my daughter is taking exams.
或者说是我的女儿要考试，能不能帮我？
Prabhupada pointed to the devotees, they all had shaved heads, you know.
那个圣巴巴他就指着所有那些就是剃着光头戴着吉拉克的那些奉献者。So
this is my blessing.
他说这些都是我的祝福。
Do you want that?
那你想要他们吗？
This is the way we're going now.
然后那些印度人就让我们走吧。
That's the real benediction. The holy name.
但是事实上呢，这个是
Nothing further to be gained. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also in that Jeev Jago, he said, there's nothing in all the universe, there's nothing beyond that. It's the holy name. If you have the holy name, you have it.
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur, we're fortunate, we have the holy name, we have so many kirtans going on. So, you pray for the mercy of Krishna, the service. The more we try to do services, the more we benefit. And sometimes it's easy, sometimes very difficult. But Krishna doesn't judge by the observable results.
但是呢, Krishna 他不会通过这个可以看到的结果去判断。
One time Giriraj Swami, he was in Bombay, went out all day trying to get some donations.
那么有一次呢，这个Giriraj Maharaj他就在孟买，他就出去了，他出去还希望能够获得一些布施。
And nobody gave anything.
没有任何一个人把这个布施给他。
So he was feeling bad.
对，他就感到挺沮丧。
Prabhupada said, how was it today?
好，圣巴巴就问他，你今儿怎么样啊？
He said, it's very bad. Nobody donated. Nobody's interested.
他说不行，今儿没人对我这事儿感兴趣，没有任何一个人给我布施。
Prabhupada said, did you try hard?
圣巴巴说，你的努力够用心吗？
See, I tried very hard.
他说我可努力了，我可使劲了。
But nobody paid.
但是没有人给我钱。
Prabhupada said, no, Krishna appreciates the effort.
然后圣巴巴说 Krishna 他会这个赞赏你的这个用心。
Krishna gives the result.
Krishna 他会给。
Whatever is best for us, but if we try.
这个 Krishna 他会就是给我们最好的这种结果。
We can't do anything very nicely.
我们不可能每件事情都做得非常的完美。
Compared to the gopis or somebody.
那我们不能够跟gopi姑娘们去相比吧。
So this is Krishna's causeless mercy. This song is very nice. It's great.
那么所以说呢，这一些都是布什呢给我们的无言的仁慈。这个当达尔的导文是非常的美妙的，非常好的。
Do they have this cartoon in China, Popeye?
我们有这个卡通吗？在中国？啊，那现在新的新的。
Popeye. The sailor who eats spinach. They have that?
Popeye.
It's American, old, very old.
It's
just funny. That, so it was made back in like the early 50s or something. And at that time, America was really pushing meat eating. All the doctors there said, you have to eat meat.
OK， 那么在那个年代的时候呢，是美国非常的这个倡导要吃肉，而且所有的那个大夫都说你必须要吃肉。
So this guy he would get in a fight with a big strong guy.
那么这个主要的这个人物呢，他是一个就是身强力大的一个壮汉。
And then he would eat spinach.
好，那在他吃的时候，哦，就是那个大力士，大力士选手，富哥在大力士。
And suddenly he becomes so strong. And then he would beat the big strong guy. And then there was another guy named Wimpy. Wimp means very weak and stupid. And he was always eating hamburgers.He was always going, give me some money, I'll get a hamburger. So in this cartoon I found in the newspaper the other day. Wimpy is at the psychiatrist.
Wimpy 呢他是一个就是那个心理学家。
And he's saying, I have a big problem.
他说哎呀我问题大了。
But it's so stupid, I don't want to say
it. 但是呢，我这问题太傻，我不想说，不好意思。
The psychiatrist says, "Don't worry, I've heard so many stupid things, nothing bothers me."
但是这个心理学家就说这个，哎呀，这个你说吧，我没事，我因为见的这个心里有病的人多了，所以你任何事对我来说都不奇怪。
So he says, "I'm always worried that the relatives of all those hamburgers I ate will come and trample me." So I figured he must be reading Bhagavad Gita, whoever writes that. Nice message to the. Then the psychiatrist said, yeah, that's really stupid.
那么那个马尔说，甭管谁，就是弄出来的这个卡通的这个创意，他一定是读了佛家梵歌，然后从中才得到了这样的一个信息才产生的这个。但是那个心理医生就说，哎，你这个想法太傻。
So the atheists they think like that. There's no karma.
所以说呢，这些无神论者他们的想法就是这样的，他们认为是没有业报的。你只要去及时行乐就好了。
That's all that matters.
因为所有的一切都来自于物质。
There's no reaction.
并没有任何的不好反应。
That's what Narada Muni when he met that hunter.
那么这也就是 Narada Muni 当他遇到那个猎人的时候。
This hunter was especially bad.
这个猎人可真是叫坏啊。
He didn't just kill the animals, he would shoot very expertly and just so they die very slow.
他不是把这个动物直接给弄死。他是以一种非常有技术的这种手段把这个动物给杀一个半死，然后让这个动物是慢慢的死。
So Narada Muni, you know, felt really bad when he saw that.
所以呢，当 Narada Muni 他看到这个景象的时候，他感觉
Why are you doing that?
他就问他，你干嘛要这么做呀？
So that's my father taught me, my grandfather.
当然，这是我爷爷、我爸都这么教我的。
He said this is very bad.
啊，这个太坏了。
And he had to give it up.
所以你必须要放弃你现在做的这些。
He couldn't understand.
那这个猎人就没有办法明白了。
So Narada Muni showed him or told him, you know, that these animals you kill, in the next life they're going to come back and kill you.
Narada Muni 呢就给他展示了说，如果就是你现在杀的这些动物，在下一个生死中呢，他们会回来找你的麻烦。
and the hellish planet they come in.
而且他还给他展示了这个地狱的星宿。
So then he gradually understood. He got scared.
所以呢，这个猎人就慢慢的就明白了，并且还变得非常的恐惧。
Narada said, at first he liked Narada Muni.
首先呢，这个猎人他是很喜欢 Narada Muni 的。
He said, come to my house, I'll give you a nice animal skin.
他说你来我们家吧。
Make a nice dress for you.
你来我们家吧，我给你那个上等的皮毛。
My wife will cook nice meat.
然后呢，我给你做好的这个裘皮的衣服，然后呢，我的妻子还会给你做最好吃的。
Narada Muni said no.
Narada Muni说不。
Throw away your bow.
哎，
throw away the arrows.
对，他就说那个把你的弓和箭都给扔了吧。
No. How can I live?
那个猎人就说那不行，如果要是我把他们都给扔了，我还怎么过活呀？这个是我指着我的生计。
How I get my food and money?
如果是没有他们的话，我怎么能吃的怎么吃
？So Narada again, I think he gave him like some kind of vision to see these animals coming back.
所以那 Narada Muni 又一次给他展示了一些视力，就是看这些动物过来找他麻烦。然后这个猎人就说：“那好吧。”
I think he told him go burn down your house. I'm not sure.
可能好像 Narada Muni 还跟他说：“你把你房子给烧了算了。”
And he told him now just sit down, chant Hare Krishna.
他并且还跟他说，你就坐在这儿，其他人唱诵 Hare Krishna。
And him and his wife, they sat down, chant Hare Krishna.
所以呢，他的这个猎人和他的妻子们就开始坐在那儿。
People thought, wow, let's see how great Narada Muni is.
所以所有的人都在想，哇，Narada Muni真的太棒了，把这个这么可怕的。
So they would bring him all kinds of rice and vegetables.
把这个猎人给准备。
More than he needed.
所以呢，所有那些人就开始把各种各样的米啊、菜啊，全都送给这个猎人。
So we understand, we have a little knowledge, you know, how bad things have a bad effect. And all our devotional service has a good effect. Every step we take in Vrindavan is beneficial.
说我们在文章们所卖出的每一步都能够
，very hard to understand.
那么虽然这对于我们来说是非常难理解的。
Of course, if we make offenses in Vrindavan, then it's also much worse.
当然了，如果我们要是在文章们要做出冒犯的话，那也是很糟糕的一件事情。
Every tree is a desire tree.
在文章们的每一棵树都是许愿树。
So we have to be careful what we desire because we're going to get it.
所以呢，当我们在发愿望的时候，我们要非常的小心，因为我们这个愿望一定会得到满足。
So we have to just think, you know, sometimes, you know, we think I'm really bad devotee.
那么，所以有的时候呢，我们也必须要非常的小心，并且我们要意识到，其实我们是一个不怎么样的奉献者。
I know I'm not a good devotee, but I pray, you know, that and somehow or other Krishna will save me.
那么至少我知道我不是一个奉献者，但是无论如何，
He let us come to Vrindavan.
救赎我。让我来到这个文达本。
You can pray to Lord Balaram.
好，那我们既然来到了文达本，我们就应该向主 Balaram 祈祷。
Prabhupada, when the day after the Balaram installation.
You mean?
Yeah.
That is
tonight. On the morning walk.
Okay. 那么就是在这个 Krishna Balaram 的这个神像被安放的第二天，圣卡巴德进行清晨的散步。
Prabhupada is very, very happy.
圣卡巴德可高兴了那天。
And he said, so now Balaram is here.
圣卡巴德说，现在主 Balaram 来了。
And if you're feeling any weak or any problem,
如果你们要是有任何的这种虚弱的感觉，或者感到任何的问题的话，
you can pray to Balaram.
你就可以向主 Balaram 祈祷。
And he will help you. He'll give you strength.
Balaram 一定会帮助你，并且给你力量。
So that's special mercy that we're here at the Krishna Balaram temple.
所以说呢，我们能够来到这里，我们能够来到 Krishna Balaram 的这个神庙，这对于我们来说是特别的仁慈。
Yesterday I went to the house of one devotee.